You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, it has been an eventful and maybe even a dizzying week here at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's get started with this week's Mason's Mailbag by going to quarterbacks and the one who is now the longest tenured quarterback on the roster, Trevor Siemian. And it's a question from Pete Houston, who asks, is Trevor Siemian that bad of an option that we have to panic about trading for a struggling quarterback? I was actually excited about him last preseason. Well, there was reason for excitement. I mean, he did have a pretty good preseason, although he struggled in the finale. He ended up with a rating in the mid-80s. But you can't put the season in the hands of Trevor Siemian. And, you know, I've been asked about him a lot on social media this week. And yeah, he looked good last summer, but we've got to pump the brakes on him, quite frankly, because when the Broncos drafted him, he had, you know, fairly limited starting experience. He'd split time at Northwestern. He had to learn how to play under center after being in Northwestern spread type attack. He was going to be a guy who was probably going to take a year or two to develop. And don't forget, he didn't have full offseason work last year because he was coming off of the torn ACL that he suffered in his senior season at Northwestern. There's a lot of promise there to be sure, and the Broncos are going to keep working with him, and they'd love it if he could develop for the long term. But you've got to have other options in place, experienced options. You can't simply rely on Trevor Siemian developing because he was a seventh-round pick. And look, the success rate on seventh-round picks, frankly, it's not great. That's, frankly, why guys are seventh-round picks. So that's why you saw the Broncos bring in Mark Sanchez on Friday. They have Trevor Siemian. By no means are they done. There's a decent chance that the starting quarterback for the Broncos in 2016 is not yet on the roster as we record this on Friday afternoon. So it's going to bear close scrutiny. I think they're going to look to the free agent and trade markets more, and I think they're going to add a pick probably in the first two rounds of this draft. And as I touched on online, you're talking about guys like Christian Hackenberg and Paxton Lynch and Dak Prescott and Connor Cook maybe being in that realm where the Broncos might take them. So there's a long way left to go, and yeah, watch Siemian, monitor his progress, see how it goes, but you can't simply give him the keys. He's not at that point, and I think you do him more harm than good in his development to put him out there before he's ready. So much has happened at the end of this week that what happened on Tuesday has been kind of overlooked and almost forgotten. And of course, I'm talking about Owen Daniels, Luis Vasquez, and Aaron Brewer being released. And one question here about Daniels and what happens now at tight end from Danzy John, who asks, is the release of Owen Daniels because the Broncos are counting on a healthy Jeff Heuerman? Well, I think that's part of the equation. Certainly, you've got Heuerman coming back from the torn ACL that he had, and you have Virgil Green, and those guys right now look like your top two tight ends going in. They're going to look at the market, I'm sure, and they're going to look at the draft, but they have a lot of confidence in Heuerman and Virgil Green to be 1-2, whether it's Virgil Green as the one, Heuerman as the two, or vice versa. You know, that depends, frankly, on how they end up doing during OTAs, the training camp, and the preseason. Virgil Green has the experience. He has the trust of the coaches. He knows the scheme. And Jeff Heuerman, even though he wasn't playing, he was getting a lot of mental work. He took part in meetings on a day-to-day basis last season because the Broncos wanted him to be at least mentally up to speed for when he played in 2016. So, yeah, Jeff Heuerman, he's ready to go. He even said during Super Bowl week that he was at the point where he could have played. But, of course, when you go on injured reserve before the start of the season, you can't be recalled unless you have that recallable designation. But he said he could have gone. He's in great shape. I think he's going to do very well. You have Virgil Green, but I think you're going to see some additions in free agency and otherwise going into the season. Tight end very much in flux, but I think you have a good idea who the top two are going to be. Thanks for your questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.